Representative Zilkowski.
Thank you, Madam President, Mr. Speaker. There are a lot of seasoned public officials in this room that have talked this morning about the impacts to our economy, the reduction in state spending that we've worked, that this both bodies have worked on for the last several years. So I will not try to rehash some of those statements. Several weeks ago, I stood on this floor to describe the devastating harm communities in my district and around the state would feel as a result of these unprecedented cuts, but also the harm that would come if we made those cuts in an attempt to make a payment for a full permanent fund dividend. In my district, as the speaker who spoke before me, I represent the YK Delta region. That area has some of the highest cost of living in the state, as well, coupled with some of the lowest per capita income. So not only would it be the politically popular thing to do to vote for a full permanent fund dividend, my constituents need a full permanent fund dividend. But I want to echo the comments of that a friend of mine here in Juneau made, that she so eloquently stated in a video that went viral on social media and in the news. A budget is an elected official's love letter to our state. These types of, at the time, they were proposed budget cuts, but these types of vetoes, as she said, tell seniors, children, university students, working families, rural Alaskans, those struggling with homelessness and addiction, survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and the most vulnerable of Alaskans, that we don't need you. When a state invests in itself, it tells the world that we believe in our future. It says our communities are an amazing place to live, an amazing place to learn, to work, to start a family, and build a business. What kind of statement would we be making when we gut funding for vital institutions and services that will cripple our economy and our ways of life? All for a one-time check that will not come close to offsetting the rise in power costs, the lack of travel and coverage for necessary health services, the loss of state scholarships, the loss of employment, and so many other things. I want to echo the sentiments of my colleague from District 17 in saying how proud I am to stand on this floor today alongside members of both bodies, of all political leanings, of all backgrounds, and telling Alaskans, we need you. We stand with you. We want safe, strong, healthy economies. We want you to live and work here. We care for you. We want you to invest here. It has been said that a budget is a moral document, and I find the budget vetoes totally unconscionable, as had been said earlier today. And I am very proud today to vote to override the governor's damaging vetoes.
Thank you, Representative Zilkowski.